Okay, two lines from the end of the page. Okay, last time the Gemara was discussing the Birchas Seder, and do you make a bracha at the beginning and end, or only at the end, the beginning, I mean, whatever. Okay, now, Toda Rabban Rabbanon Lurt. Mevarach and Birchas Chassan, this Gemara we just started, Mamish, the first line or two. Mevarach and Birchas Chassan and Basara Kol Shiva. You could do Sheva Brachas all 7 days. Okay, after the wedding of a virgin, you know, the first time wedding of the boy or the girl, by the way, either one. The din is, you can make Sheva Brachas all 7 days. But, Amar Rav Yehuda said, it's only Shabbo Panim Chadoshes. If you have a new face. Now, somebody that wasn't there, and we'll see. Reese says that it has to be special people that you're going to, you know, make special celebration for it. Some people say they weren't at any of the wedding or any of the Sheva Brachas, okay? But if you have the new face, except Shabbos, Taisa says, Panim Chadosh, Shabbos itself is a new face. So you can make, if you have a minion, you have a new face, you wash, you bench, yeah, you have a minion, you can make Sheva Brachas. My Mevarach says, what brachas do you make at Sheva Brachas, okay? And this is interesting, it's going to go through all the brachas that they say under the chuppah, you know, Sheva Brachas. The Gemara is going to discuss each one of them now. Amar Rav Yehuda, you start off with this. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Shahakol Baro L'Chvedei. Okay, now, it's only saying, by a wedding, you start off with Bar Pi Hagafen first. At Sheva Brachas, and that's what the Gemara is talking about, Bar Pi Hagafen is all the way at the end. After the seventh bracha, then you make Bar Pi Hagafen. Okay, now, what does it mean? Hashem created everything for His glory. And then you make the second bracha, Yetzer HaAdam. Again, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Melech HaOlam, Yetzer HaAdam, He fashions man. Okay? Now, the Mefarshim explain that these two brachas have nothing to do with the Chasan and Kala. God created everything for His glory, and He formed man. There's nothing to do with Chasan and Kala yet. But this is the reference, because they're following God's footsteps. By getting married, they're following Hashem's footsteps. Just like when Adam and Chava got married in Gan Eden, Hashem gave them a lot of brachas. Okay? So therefore, when people are getting married, so doing, you know, the first mitzvah of the Torah, Pru or Vu, and a lot of people are coming to celebrate a minyan, so you say the bracha, oh, look at the glory of God. He created His glory and God fashioned men. Now, the third bracha is, again, it also does not deal directly with the bride and the groom. Rashi, we'll see in Rashi inside. It deals some with the whole concept of creation. The third bracha is, Asheyotze Sa'adam B'tzam. By the way, this also begins, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asheyotze Sa'adam B'tzam. God made man in His image. B'tzelem D'mus Tavnisei, in the image of His likeness of His structure. And we'll soon see what that means. Okay, and He prepared for him, okay, a building everlasting. Baruch Atah Hashem, Yetzir HaAdam, blessed is Hashem who fashions man. Oh, so this, we'll see, Rashi is going to explain, the Mefarshim explain why this bracha begins and ends with a baruch, and the other two, just say, Baruch Atah Hashem, okay, Yetzir Shakol Baruch L'Chvedei, and Yetzir HaAdam. Then the next bracha is says Tarsus v'sagal akora, the barren one, meaning a woman that can't have children, should rejoice. V'kibat banal l'techa b'simcha, when she gathers the children together with gladness, with simcha. Baruch Atah Hashem misamech tziyin b'vanel, blessed Hashem who gladdens tziyin through her children. Okay, okay. There's a whole long Rashi over here. The Rashi is not in this one yet. Okay, Samach to Samach. Let's see further in the Gemara, because that's where the long Rashi is over here. Samach to Samach Re'im Ahuvim, intensely gladden the beloved companions, meaning the Chosin and Kala. Kesamechacha Yetzirach, like you gladden, like Hashem, you gladden your creature, meaning Adam and Chav and Gan Eden Mikedem, Baruch Ato Hashem, Misameach Chosan Vekala. Blessed is Hashem, who rejoices Chosan and Kala. Not Chosan with the Kala, Chosan and Kala. Because the last bracha finishes Misameach Chosan Im HaKala. But this is Misameach Chosan Vekala. Okay? We're going to just read the last bracha, and then we're going to go elaborate on this a lot. There's Rashi, it tells you everything's there. Baruch Ato Hashem, Alakenu Melech HaElam. Again, this bracha begins and ends with Baruch. Asher Baruch Sosim V'Simcha, He created joy and gladness. Chosin V'Kala, groom and bride. Gila, Rina, Ditza, Chedva, like mirth, glad, song, pleasure, delight. Ava V'Achva, love, brotherhood. Shalom V'Reyos, peace and companionship. Okay, that's what God created. We see the Mepharshim explained there's 10 expressions here. Where did the 10 expressions come from? Okay. Meher Hashem Elokeinu Yisham Abari Yehuda V'Chutzis Yerushalayim. Hashem, please speedily be heard in the cities of Yehuda and the streets of Yerushalayim. Kol Sosin V'Kol Simcha, the sound of joy, sound of gladness. Kol Chosin V'Kol Kala, the sound of Chosin, the sound of Kala. Kol Mitzalos Chasanim Mechuposan, the joy of the groom's happiness, jubilance, from their canopies. Una'arim Mimishten Iginosim, and the youths from their song-filled feasts. Baruch Ato Hashem, Misameach Chosan Im HaKala. Okay, we're going to see all of these things now, what these brachas actually mean. Okay? So, we need to go to Rashi.
Number 6.
Huh? Number 6. Yeah, Bar Pia Goffin is the 7th.
Oh.
Bar Pia Goffin is the 7th. So, by a wedding, you do Bar Pia Goffin first, and then, by the end of Sheva brachas, or any Sheva brachas, you bench, then you do the Sheva brachas, and you drink the wine, Bar Pia Goffin. Okay, you have to go back to the Rashi and Zayin Amid Beis. Okay, V'hu Shabo Al HaMishta, like 8 lines up, the end, from the end of the page of 7b4, or Zayin Amid Beis, in the Rashi. V'hu Shabo Al HaMishta Panim Chadoshes. Okay? And Rashi says, what is the definition of a new face? Rashi says, B'chol Yeim Shalaho Yisham Esmel, that weren't there yesterday. But according to Rashi, if they were there 2 days ago, it would be a Panim Chadoshos. And Rashi says 2 days in a row is not exciting. But if a guy skipped a day, he's called a new face. Okay? Now, a lot of people disagree with Rashi. Okay? According to Me'iri, it means a person that could have been as long as he was not there the previous day. That's he explains Rashi. But the Rambam holds that a guy that didn't hear Sheva Brachas at all under the Chuppah. Some people say that there were never any Sheva Brachas before. Rashi says clearly, whoever wasn't there yesterday is called a new face. Some Rishonim hold, if you're there at the Chuppah, you're automatically not a new face.
Rashi disagrees with that or not?
Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds, as long as you weren't there yesterday, let's say it's the 5th day of Sheva Brachas. As long as you weren't on the 4th day, even though you're there the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, it's still called the new face. According to some poskim, the Rambam brings down, as long as they weren't there by the chuppah. And some Rishonim hold, no, they couldn't be there not by the chuppah and not by any previous Sheva Brachas. And that's the halacha, by the way. The halacha is, a new face can be there at any of the previous Sheva Brachas.
How come Chosan can't say new brachas?
Because they're set for him. These brachas is the community blessing the chosin. Chosin can't bless himself with his own bracha.
But some of them, that's done with the bride.
Yeah, but it's introduction. We're going to see in Rashi now, you know. Okay, then Rashi says like this. The Gemara says, my mevarech. So Amar Rav Yehuda goes through all the brachas, right? He mentions 6 of the 7, because Rabbi Goffin is also mentioned. So Rashi says like this, Nira Ba'enai, it appears to me, say the brachas shenisteru, the brachas that they organized, al iske azug, about the marriage itself, only starts from Ashayotze ve'elach, from the 3rd bracha. Okay, Ashayotze tzadim b'tzalmi. Sha'ese bracha, Because that bracha, Asher Yotzan, Maschelus Ledabe Bishneihem, Asher Yotzes Ha'odom talks about Medabe Bizachar, Behiskin Leinu Menu Binyan Adiyad, the next page Rashi says, He and the Kevim. So Rashi says, the first bracha talking about the bride and groom is the bracha Asher Yotzes Ha'odom refers to the groom, Behiskin Leinu Menu Binyan Adiyad, with the wife, talks about the wife. Seistasis, why do we speak the bracha Seistasis? Seistasis speaks about rejoicing about the barren lady having children. What does this have to do with the chasen kala? Okay, so this Rashi says, Seistasis l'fishanu tzrichim lahali zichna al yushalayim aresh simchasi, simchasenu. Rashi says, because the pasuk says, until in tidbak l'sheni l'chiki, or like they say at a wedding, the Torah teaches us, anytime there's a simcha, you need to remind ourselves of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
It doesn't talk about Beit HaMikdash.
Yes, it does. Seistasis v'sogol ha'koro,
v'kibbutz
b'nala, v'baruch atah Hashem, v'sameach tzion. So that talks about Yerushalayim. Samach t'samach, Rashi says, so he says like this, the first two brachas talk about general creation. The third bracha, Sheyatzar, starts speaking about the chosen and kala. Seistasis starts speaking about Yerushalayim. Gidei Rashi is explaining why we have these brachas. Samach to Samach, that's bracha lechosen v'kala. What's the double expression, Samach to Samach? The happy made to be happy. That the Sheyatzlichu v'simcha v'tuv levav, that the chosen kala should be successful with a lot of joy. Vasher bara, the last bracha shebara sasim v'simcha, Rashi says l'shem kol Yisrael. That's for all the Jews. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Afisha say the maschel me'asher yotzar. So now Rashi is explaining a different thing. The first two brachas only say baruch atah Hashem akel ma'achelam shahaku bara l'chveidei. Baruch atah Hashem akel. It doesn't begin and end with the bracha, right? The third bracha all of a sudden begins with Baruch Atah Hashem. So Rashi says, why? Because the order of the brachas for the chosen and kala begin with the third bracha. That's what the beginning actually for the so we want to begin it with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Fika pasa ba baruch, the chosen ba baruch. It starts with baruch and ends with baruch. Kedera kol Rashi sidri brachas, like it is at the beginning of all brachas, you know, you have a beginning and the end. V'seis tosis v'samach t'samach. So why seis tosis and samach t'samach don't begin with a baruch, just ends with it? V'mnei shem bracha smuchata l'chaveta, because it's a bracha, like we learned, next to a previous bracha. Le'pasa bal v'baruch, shekein tiknu l'chol ha'brachas, because so the chacham established all brachas. Shasmuches achar rishen ala seder that are established following the first bracha, like we learned many times in davening, right? All shmonasrei, you don't start a bracha with baruch, only the beginning of shmonasrei, right? Because each one is near the next one. Vashe bara, why by the last bracha do we start baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, and l'chayim should be like samach to samach, and why does it start with baruch the last bracha? Why does it start with baruch atah Hashem? He said, "Mimnei she nemeres yichidus berev yemei amishta," because the din is like this: if there's no new face, you can say the bracha shebara sasim v'simcha. That's the din. In order to make all the six, seven brachas, you need a new face. What happens if you don't have a new face? So then you could say all the brachas except ashebar. I'm sorry, you could only say ashebar and not the other brachas. So Rashi said, because this bracha is always said, so it begins and ends with a baruch. Because Rashi says, Shenema yichidas berev yemei hamishta, k'she'ein shampanim chadoshim, even if there's no new face, the bracha, that's talocha by the way, if there's no new face, you can say the bracha shebara sasim v'simcha. You can't say any of the others.
Even they are not minyan?
No, I'm saying if you have a minyan, but they were all there already. So you could do the bracha shebara. Lefikach einam in asmuch. Therefore, it's not considered joining to the previous brachas. V'hotzrach lifsech b'baruch l'sayim b'baruch. Therefore, you need to start and end with a baruch. What would shahakol baruch l'chveidei? Einem in aseder. It's not part of the chosin and kala. El alasif esha'om. It's talking about that God made everything for his glory. So it's talking about the people coming to gather. Ligmo chesed. Zecha l'chazdi amokim. To remind us of the kindness that Hashem does with Adam Arishin. Shenasele shushvinin. Hashem accompanied Adam and Chavit. Like, who walked Adam and Chavit down the aisle? I don't know, the flower girl, I don't know. But it says Hashem walked him down. Umisasik bay, and the Hashem occupied himself with Adam and Chavit's wedding. Vasif is who covered Amokami, and it's respect of the Eibishter. Therefore, the kach niskana, therefore they established it. So the truth is, Rashi says, this bracha should be made before the chuppah. At the Kabbalah's Panim, when everybody gathers, they should say, Shahako Bara Lechvoide. Right? Rashi says, really, Mishasa Sifa Uruya Levarech. Right? But, the fish, Mikiv, and Sheyesh Bracha Lakos, because you have to do it over a cup of wine. So we wait until there's wine by the chuppah. His kikul is sadral of midad av abichus psamim u bichus ha'erb metzei Shabbos. Okay? Like it says, your psamim, it all has to be with a cup of wine. So it says, Rabbi mefazer and v'chaytim v'seydan alakos, Rabbi reorganized them with a cup of wine. V'hoyo v'yesh b'un kos. Therefore, he says like this, Afi she'ena mishar seydar brachas. Because these two brachas, shakub baro l'chvede, is not part of the brachas. The kulan hayda achas, it's only one mention. In other words, like this. Rashi is explaining, if it's not part of the group, why do we just say Baruch Atah Hashem Malkeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Baruch L'Chveidei? Why don't we say Baruch Atah at the end? So Rashi says, because it's only one verse. It's only one. Remember, we learned before, Tosfos brings down before, that a long bracha is when there's two mentions. If there's only one mention, it's a short bracha. So because these have only one mention, that God created everything for his glory, or he formed man, so therefore it's not. It's like bracha of prayers and mitzvahs. V'chein birchas yeter adam tiknu li yisiru yishen adam arishin kelekamen. Either l'man diyom er beiz yitzir sava. Or it says like this. The Gemara is going to discuss later about the bracha yeter ha'adam. Okay? Whether they said it or not. And the Gemara is going to discuss, when Adam, Rishon, and Chava were created, one opinion says he created them together, and then separated them. Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about this. That's what Rashi is referring to. It's not part of the brachas of the chasana, because when God made man, Chava wasn't there yet. Later he took the rib and made Chava. Okay, whatever. Then he says, mimenu. What does it mean? Hashem, we say it like this. Hashem yotzeh es adam b'tzalmai. God made him in his image. V'hiskelei, and he made for him his wife. What do you mean he made? Rashi says, migufa mitzalaisa, from his ribs. Hashem took, formed Adam, and then he took from the ribs. Binyan adayad, okay? Binyan adayad, binyan noeg ladeiris, for all future generations. And Chava is called binyan. We said like this, Ashiyatzes Adam B'tzalmai is the man. Then Hiskilei Mimenu binyan adayad is Chava. Why is that Chava? So Rashi says Chava is called binyan.
You also call your wife Bais.
Because he said, no, it's interesting. Vayivin asatzeli, he built the rib. The Pasuk says by Adam, when he made the rib into Chava, it says he built the rib. And therefore when it says, V'hiskele mimenu binyan, God made mimenu from Adam, binyan, this house, meaning the woman, is because of Chava. Who's Akkara? When it says, say, Stasus Sagarashi, it means Yerushalayim, Reyem Ahuvim, Hachosid Mekala. Who is Samach to Samach, Reyem Ahovim? Who are the friends? The Chosin and Kala are friends. At least when they get married, they're friends. Ketzamechacha yitzircha, like you made Adam Rishon happy in Gan Eden. Like it said, Vayita Gan Be'edem Mikedem. Okay. Now Rashi says like this. Mesameach chosin v'kala. The sixth bracha, or the fifth bracha, ends like this. Mesameach chosin v'kala. The last bracha ends, Mesameach chosin im hakala. Okay, so Rashi is explaining what's the difference. Rashi says like this. Bachreina, at the last bracha, we say, Mesameach chosin im hakala. Okay? Why? V'she simchas bracha rishena. The first bracha, meaning the sixth bracha, it's not about the chosin and kala. Shai tefilihi shemispallin umavarchim. Okay? We daven that they should be happy all their life. What do we say? Samach to samach, reyem ahuvim. May they be happy. Okay, so you're talking about the chosin happy and the kala happy. So then they're not married yet. So then we say, "V'ein lachtem semer chosin imakala," because then it would be man and his wife. Here you're saying the bracha, the chosin and the kala separately should be happy for the rest of their life. Ela baruch Hashem semer hashneim le'elam. Hashem will make him happy. Besipuk mezeinus v'choto, by giving him food, parnos, and everything else they need. Okay, so Rashi says like this. The last bracha, I mean the second to the last bracha, is not speaking that they're married yet. The last bracha speaks that they're married. Chosin v'kala. So then we finish Mesameach Chosin with his wife. But the sixth bracha before that is speaking of them as individuals. God said may they be happy for the rest of their lives with Parnosa and everything else. Bachreina. Shabba mishabeach laKadosh Baruch Hu shabara chasna divak ish beishtei through simcha chedva and so on. Therefore, mesameach chosin in akala, which is the expression of husband and wife. Okay, that's what Rashi explains. Okay, now go to the Taisis on Daf Ches, the top Taisis. Taisis is going to explain a little bit differently than Rashi a few things. Okay, Shahako Baruch L'Chvei D'Yetzer Adam. Okay, Taisis says Pesach BeBaruch. They both begin with Baruch, even though it's all next to each other. So we should not make you should have it well, like one bracha. But Taisis says keeping the Ksar the same because they're short. It would all look like one bracha. If you say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Baruch L'Chvodei, and then you say Yetzer HaAdam, it's going to sound like one bracha. So you need to make it so short that if you don't make a Baruch Atah Hashem, it just sounds like one long bracha. V'chein Asheyotzat Im Lahoya Pesach BeBaruch. If Asheyotzat didn't begin with Baruch, Hayanira, it would appear, Shaisa Meschalis Mibrachas Yetzir Adam. It means, it begins, Yetzir Adam Asher Yotzer. He says differently than Rashi. Taisus says like this. If it would say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKem HaYetzir Adam, and then it wouldn't say, Baruch Atah Hashem HaKem HaKem, and then we just say, Asher Yotzer, you would think it's the continuation of Yetzir Adam Asher Yotzer. And that would be like, then we'd be missing a bracha. Avoseis Tarsis, which is after a long bracha, it doesn't need to bring baruch. Why does the last bracha begin with baruch? Ashibara, the long one. Fishemavarch and Eisib ifne Atzma. Taisu says what Rashi says. Because that bracha you say if there's no panim chadoshes. So therefore it's like a separate bracha. He said, Val shahako baruch lechvedev yetza odam pirish bekuntus tamacher. Over there Rashi gives a different reason than what Taisus says. Taisus says because they're too short. Okay? But Rashi says they don't because it's Ramamish next to each other, so you don't need it. Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish Yetzer Adam begins with a Baruch because some people never even said it. It's interesting. The Gemara is soon going to bring down that the Baruch Yetzer Adam in a lot of places didn't say it. The Amidom just didn't say it. Instead of seven brachas, They only made six. Okay, but that's basically this. Now, 1 second. See, Rashi started making a whole Megillah that why don't you begin and end by the first two Baruchs, because it's not about the Chuppah. It's about Yerushalayim, it's about this, but Taisus disagrees with it. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. Okay, yeah, it's going to be eight. I'm an Aleph, I'm a Chesem an Aleph. About 15 lines down. If you look on the left, it says the Taisus Chada, it's one line above that. The Gemara says like this. Levi ikla lebei Rabbi behilula Rab Shimon b'rei. Levi visited Rabbi's house when Rab Shimon, Rabbi's son, got married. Rabbi had a son, one of Rabbi's bunch of sons was Rab Shimon. So Levi happened to be there when Rabbi Shimon got married. B'reich Rachmana. So Levi recited five brachas. Instead of six, where Bar Piyakov we're not talking about, right? He left out the bracha, Rashi says, Yeitzer Ha'adam. Okay? That's according to Rashi. Okay, not according to everybody else. Ravasi ikloy lebe Ravashi bi'ilula demar berei. Ravasi went to Ravashi's house when Mar, the son of Ravashi, got married. Brich shis. He made six brachas. Okay? So Rashi says, also, he left out the bracha Yetzer Adam. What's his name? Ravasi made six brachas. Okay? So the Gemara wants to know, what's the argument? What's the argument that Levi says you make five brachas? Very Piyagov in the six, and he says you make six. Why? So the Gemara says, Leima Bahoka Mifligi. Maybe this is their argument. Mar Sover once holds, Chodi Yitzira Avoy. When God made man, okay, he created only one creation. There was one fashioning of man. Okay? Now, now the question is like this. It discusses at the bottom. It's a Gemara in Erevin that has an argument. How did God create Adam and Chava? One opinion says they're Siamese twins. He created Adam and Chava. One side was Adam. Like saying, you know, connected twins, right? So one side was Adam, one side was Chava. And then he separated them. According to that, how many creations were there for man and woman? Only one. Another opinion says no. The other opinion says Adam Rishon was created by himself. He said with an appendage, meaning a part of a body extending. And then Hashem took that and made Chava. So according to that, there were two creations of man. Right?
But the Torah says it's the second one. The Torah doesn't talk. There is no reference for the first one.
Yeah, the question is, did he put him asleep to separate them? And they were connected, so you have to disconnect them. Okay, so now it says like this. One of them holds, Levi, that made five brachas, holds that there was only one formation. Okay? And we'll soon see what that means. Therefore, you don't have two brachas for the creation of man. In other words, like this. The second bracha is, Baruch Ata Hashem Elkeinu Melech Ha'olam, Yetzer Ha'adam. He formed man. Yeah? The next bracha, Asher Yatzer Es Ha'adam B'Tzalmei. Now, if there was one creation, why are we saying two yetzers, two brachas? Right? If there was one act of creation, right? Why are we saying one bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokei Melechim Yetzer HaAdam, and then right afterwards we say Hashem Yotzer Etz HaAdam? It's basically the same bracha. So if you hold there are two acts of creation, first he made Adam, and then he made Chava, so then it makes sense. One is for Adam, and one is for Chava. Right? But if you hold, that's in the word things, maybe that's why Levi left out the bracha Yetzer HaAdam. Because Levi holds there was only one creation. Right? God created them together, and then he separated. It was just an adjustment. But he created them together. So why do you need two brachas telling us that God created man? It's extra. Umar Savad and Ravasi, who made six brachas, holds Shtei Yetziras Havoi. There are two creations, and therefore, one was the creation of man, and one was the creation of Chava. Okay, that's how the Gemara thinks of explaining it. In other words, Levi, first opinion, left out the bracha Yetzer Adam. Ravasi put it in. Okay? So now the question is, what are they arguing? So Levi holds that God created man and Adam and Chava together. So there's only one creation. So we can't make two brachas about two creations. Yetzer Adam means he made man. Ashi Yotzer Adam means he made man. Okay? So why do you need two brachas? You make one bracha. Ravasi says no. God created two creations. First he created Adam, and then he created Chava. So therefore, like this, the bracha Yetzer HaAdam refers to Adam. Asher Yotzer Adam B'tzame V'hiskin Lei Mimenu Binyan Adayad. That's for Chava. So the two brachas make sense. One for Adam and one for Chava. But if Levi holds, though, the Gemara is thinking that Levi holds it was one act of creation, so what do you need two brachas for? So the Gemara says, no, it's not true. Kulam echad yitzirav. Everybody says it was one creation. Okay? Now, so what's the difference? The difference is like this. Initially, the Gemara is going to explain what this means. God thought one way and did something else. In other words, initially, Hashem planned to create a male person and a female person at the same time. In other words, he planned to make one, but he made two. And the other one says, no, that even when Hashem did it, you go by the action. And the action, God made one. In other words, like this. God's plan was to make two, but he made one. So everybody says, the fact is God made one, not two. Okay? But Ravasi says, why do we have two brachas? Because when God planned, he planned to have Adam and Chava separate. He made them together. But what was the plan? The plan was to have them separate. So we go according to God's plan. The plan was to have Adam and Chava separate, so it's two separate brachas, one for Adam and one for Chava. Levi holds, no, we don't go by what God planned. What did God make? He made one person? So there's one bracha, not two. It says, Kihod, Rav Yehuda, where do we see such a concept? Because Rav Yehuda asks a question. One pasuk says, "Vayivra Elokim es Adam Betzalmei." God made man in His image, which means only Adam, right? Another pasuk says, "Zachor Nekeva Bara'am." He created them, male and female. Okay,
at the same time. One
yeah. No. True. So the implication that He created them both together. Zachor Nekeva Bara'am means He created them together, male and female.
But one time.
Yeah.
One body, one time.
Right. So that's the question. One pasuk says God created first man alone, and then afterwards woman. And then he says he made them both together. Okay, tzad, so Rabbi Yehuda answers. B'tchilo ala b'machshav le'barishnayim. Meaning the plan was to separate humans in a way that they're going to be male and female separate. Ul'seif nivra echad, but the end he made them into one. So it says like this. The Gemara asks, I mean, the Mefarshim ask. By God, it's all the present, future, past, it's all the same. So he says like this. Hashem intended that husband and wife relationship should be unique. Two separate individuals becoming one. Was it possible? They become one. Physically, man and woman created as one. But in thought, God planned them to be separate. At the time of his creation, man was both one with his wife and separate from her. This set the tone for ongoing husband-wife relationship with human beings alone are capable of experiencing. Meaning like this. Why did God actually make them together? Because the plan was that they should become one. The goal is what, you know what I mean? Hashem wanted that they should become one. So what did God do? By making them together, Hashem showed, what's the purpose? You become one. But then I'm going to separate you because you're two different individuals. But the goal, the purpose, is to become one. It's similar to what Chassidus explains. There's an argument in the Gemara between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Did God create the world in Tishrei or in Nisan? Okay, so how could it be? When did it? It's either Nisan or Tishrei, right? So the answer is, in thought, God created the world in Nisan. When did he actually create the world? In Tishrei. And so when does New Year start? 57, 44, 45, whatever, 74, 70, in Tishrei. But in thought, God created in Nisan. What does that mean? No, Chassidus explained very simple. Nisan represents supernatural. Tishrei represents nature, right? The purpose of creation is supernatural. But what did God create first? Natural. And then he says, I want in the natural to bring the supernatural. So God created man and woman, meaning the purpose of creation is man and woman should become one. Then he created them separately that they should become one. That's why, you know, they're not born married. They're born separately. They're half, each one's a half. They're born separately and different ends of the world, who knows where they are. Then they come together and they get married. That's the same concept, by the way. It's about all aspects of Nisan and Tishrei. This also, you're right. You know, God made Adam and Chava together because he said the purpose, the thought, should be one. In action, then he separated them. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi says Adam Rishon had a tail, and that tail he made into Chava. Don't tell this to the women. Okay, look in the Rashi, the second of the wide lines, at the goes to the bottom. So Gemara says Levi only did five brachas, right? He says Shahakel Vashiyotzar says Tosu Samach the Samach and Hashibara. He left out Yetzer Adam, and Ravasi Baruch Shis Yetzer Adam Esef. Okay, so Gemara, what's the argument? One opinion says Chodi Yitzir Avoy, like it says in Eidavin, Vayivin Esat Seila. He built the rib. Shemetchila B'riyasei. This is what the Gemara says at the beginning of that. This is what this opinion says in Eidavin. At the beginning of creation, Nivra Shnei Patzufim, he created two faces. Zochem Elafanov V'Nekeva Meyachar. He created one person. Male in the front, female in the back. Shtei Yitziris. The other opinion says, no, God created two people separate. Commander Amr Zonav Hoya, that there was a tail coming out of Adam Rishon. Umimenu Nivra Sa'isha, and that's how he made the woman. Varekan Shtei Yitziris. And therefore there's two creations. So again, if you know, there was one creation, you make one bracha. If there are two creations, you make two brachas. Right? For the creation of man, creation of woman.
Why doesn't it say Sela?
Rashi, because the Gemara there says it was a tail.
Oh, But the Torah says seven.
I know. The rib came from the back, I guess. I don't know. And he says, Baruch Zeh Machshav Azlinen, Sheshnayim Olu B'machshav Liboris. God thought to create him two, V'nivra Echad, and he created one. Okay, the Gemara says. In other words, it's like God created one, but then he created two, right? God wants to... So why did he separate them if he wanted them one? The ultimate goal is to be one. But then he separated, there should be two, and then they become one.
So maybe Torah means that the last tailbone was taken. So Rashi could be right on the Torah, coincides with Torah.
Tailbone.
Last tailbone.
Could be as a rib. And I have to look up the Gemara native and remember exactly what the Gemara means over there. That like women that get upset when you tell them they're spare ribs. Yeah. Oh, but that's you tell them. That's why they're very expensive, because. Okay. Oh. Next week there's.